It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it, throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
For Wolf Banesh, a three. Good!
You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that some
Colbert.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome on in. A Tuesday edition of the program in progress. I am your host, Colbert. It is August 15 of 2023. And we get closer and closer to the football season. Particularly the high school football season, which will kick off in earnest a week from this Friday. And we will continue with the theme of talking high school football today on the show, among other things. Thank you so much for being here. However you are tuned in, I appreciate it, whether that's on 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at 1650thefan.com. Give us a follow on Twitter at 1650KCNZ. I'm on Twitter at RealColbert. And like the Facebook page, type in 1650TheFan on the Zuck Machine. You'll find us, hammer that like button, you'll be all set and ready to go with more local and statewide sports content in that Facebook feed of yours. Make sure you bookmark the website. That's where a lot of content begins at 1650thefan.com. Also, you get all sorts of audio on demand, the podcast of this show, all of our podcasts from the great conversations we've been having and continue to have with Metro and area high school football coaches can be found there on demand. So make it a regular stop for yourself on the World Wide Web. Save one of the numbers in your phone if you ever feel compelled to weigh in and dial me up and offer some questions or comments for the program. 319-277-1918, 319-277-1918, or you can dial 800-913-9479. You could also email the show. Perhaps you'd rather do that than call. By all means, do so. Also, you could offer perhaps there's someone or something in particular you'd like to hear from or about on a future show. Don't be shy. Email address is cole@1650thefan.com. All right, here's what's on the agenda today, boys and girls. We'll get it going here in just a few short moments with area sports news and scores for your Tuesday. Among what's in the stack today, earlier today was at the alumni suite at McLeod Center as UNI Volleyball held its annual 2023 media day. So, of course, we heard from Coach Bobby Peterson, who is entering her 24th year as the head coach of that UNI Volleyball program that she has absolutely turned in to a mid-major juggernaut, and the Panthers proved that once again last season, as I thought the story today coming out of everything we heard from Coach Peterson and talking to some of her players was that this is a program that's just too good to be down for too long because of all the work that her and her staff have done over the years. And the reason I bring that up is if you go back to 2021, the Panthers had their worst season in Bobby Peterson's tenure. They were well under 500, and they rebound last year, and they win a conference championship, both regular season and tournament, and just authored an outstanding season, and now it looks like they are running full steam ahead with plenty of returnees on this roster, plenty of newcomers that offer a lot of promise, and I'll have some audio from Coach Peterson coming up here in just a little bit. It's in the stack with area sports news and scores, and I hope we can be on time here because I also want to bring you some audio from UNI football coach Mark Farley as the Panthers are continuing on with their fall camp in preparation for a season opener on the road at Jack Trice Stadium on Saturday, September 2nd against the Iowa State Cyclones, who, as we all well know by now, if you're tuned in, I imagine you know about all the off-field drama that's been taking place with Iowa State as a result of a gambling investigation, something that for as good, I don't think I'd go as far to say great, but as good of a season as it appears the Cyclones could have, that's certainly an obstacle. As returning starting quarterback Hunter Deckers out of the picture indefinitely, as he is a part of that gambling investigation and has charges against him. And then we had the news yesterday about a defensive tackle in Isaiah Lee, who started all 12 games a season ago, leaving the team. Hunter Deckers is taking an indefinite leave, so there is the door potentially being open, potentially, that he could return, depending on how the lawsuit shakes out. Isaiah Lee departed the team, and Isaiah Lee was the one who not only gambled on one of the Iowa State football games that he was, of course, playing in, but bet against his team. So you can't bring that back. Even if he could somehow maintain collegiate eligibility, which it's hard to fathom at this point, that's just a guy you can't. Why in the hell would you want that guy back on your team? And it's really something. So there's just more drama than usual when it comes with a in-state rivalry college football game. When the Panthers are going to take on the Cyclones, as I mentioned, on Saturday, September 2nd, to begin the season. You can hear the game right here on your official station for Cyclone Nation, 1650 The Fan. And if you want the Panther call, I'll remind you again, you can listen to UNI football this season on 93.5 The Mix. So what else we got today on the show? All right, after we get through area sports news and scores, we'll take the first time out. That's when you get a national sports update, a VSiN action update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Vegas. They'll get you set for what to wager on tonight, including the Chicago Cubs back on the Fan tonight. A two-game series, crosstown rivalry series from the friendly confines of Wrigley Field. They seem less friendly, though, when the White Sox are there, and that's just who it is. It's Cubs-White Sox tonight here on the Fan, pregame at 6:30, so look forward to that. You'll get details, like I mentioned there, during the VSiN Action Update. After that, we get you a forecast from Megan Mulford for the rest of this beautiful Tuesday, looking into tomorrow and Thursday. Then we'll come back and continue our 2023 high school football previews of metro and area teams. We'll be joined in the second segment by Gladbrook Rhinebeck High School football coach John Olson. The Rebels had another outstanding season in 2022, 7-1 in the regular season. They were an 8-player playoff quarter finalist, and they bring a lot back. So, Coach Olson in the next segment. After we're done there talking Rebels football, we take a timeout near the bottom of the hour, get your Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim during that break, come back on the other side, and we will get the 2023 season preview of Union Knights football as Coach Jared Pospisil will join the show. The Knights will open their 2023 season a week from this Friday on the road at Applington Parkersburg. So we'll learn about the Gladbrook Rhinebeck Rebels and the Union Knights today with our previews. After we're done hearing from Coach Pospisil, we will take the final timeout, get you an NFL Network update, Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary, then come back for a final time and wrap up the show. So that's the plan, boys and girls. Let's dive right in here. The Cedar Falls boys golf team competed in the Linmar Invitational yesterday at Hunter's Ridge in Marion. Cedar Rapids Xavier won the meet with a score of 303, edging Waukee Northwest by one stroke. Cedar Falls placed fourth, shooting a 321. Cedar Rapids Xavier's Garrett Nury was medalist with a 70. Cedar Falls' Evan Schofield placed seventh with a 77. Cedar Falls High School's annual fall kickoff takes place tonight. Coaches will talk about their teams and introduce their student-athletes. Food will be served and fundraisers will begin at 6, while activities will begin at 7 in the high school gym. The Iowa basketball team completed its European tour yesterday, defeating the Barcelona All-Stars 106-79 in Spain. Iowa trailed after the first quarter and was down at halftime 52. The Hawkeyes took control in the second half, outscoring Barcelona 28-11 in the third quarter, built an 80-63 lead headed into the fourth. Iowa had seven players in double figures, led by the trio of Peyton Sanford, Ben Cricky, and DeSante Bowen, who each scored 16. Iowa finishes its foreign tour 3-0. With just under 3 weeks until the season begins, more information coming out about Iowa football kickoff times. The September 30th home game against Michigan State and November 4th matchup at Northwestern, or specifically at Wrigley Field against Northwestern, both of those games will kick off at 2:30. The UNI women's soccer team is picked to finish sixth in the Missouri Valley Conference's preseason poll. Defending conference champ Missouri State is picked to finish first. Two UNI players received preseason honors. Lauren Heinch, a senior forward, was named to the first team all-conference squad, while senior forward Ashley Harrington earned honorable mention honors. The Panthers kick off their 2023 season on Thursday at St. Thomas. And as I was mentioning at the top, the UNI volleyball team is aiming to repeat in 2023 as Missouri Valley Conference regular season and tournament champions. Panthers returned 13 players from last year's team that made the program's 10th trip to the NCAA tournament, where it defeated Florida State in the first round before falling to Minnesota in the second round. UNI's highly successful 2022 season was all the more impressive as it came after the worst season of Coach Bobby Peterson's 23-year tenure, when the Panthers finished 12-19 overall. At today's annual media day, Peterson spoke about what she thought was most important in making last season's turnaround possible.
A lot of things, for sure. I think one of the biggest things that doesn't get talked about a lot, I think, is what happened in those seasons before that were, you know, arguably the poorest in terms of record that a UNI volleyball team has ever had. I always said that you would never walk in a practice gym of ours during those times and be able to say, oh my gosh, they're having just a rough year. You know, we still practiced hard. We still competed hard. We just couldn't get over the hump of just winning the games. And, you know, obviously athletics is, you know, you're this far away from a win or a loss sometimes, and there's a lot of things that you can't control. But I think that piece, you know, making them hungrier as opposed to defeated, and then really having intentional effort into going into, you know, our Croatia trip helped a lot. There's a lot of time for us to build relationships, build trust, build accountability. I think that's always a hard thing with girls to build that accountability. So a lot of that was going on. And then just playing, getting better at the game as well, obviously. You had a lot of people that have been there through COVID and all the ups and downs of that and different things. So a lot of pieces in that. And, you know, I give a lot of credit to that senior class to begin with because, you know, they were on a mission. But everyone else has to buy in. You can't just have five seniors that are on a mission. You have to have people that buy in. And it was genuinely a team that all 18 people accepted their role, worked hard for a different role, but each day accepted their role and really felt like what they were doing made a difference. And I look at that as the biggest difference maker.
The UNI volleyball team opens its 2023 season next Friday at the Western Michigan tournament against Villanova. And you'll be able to listen to that match on 106.5 Corn Country, one of our Koloff media stations. You'll also be able to hear more from UNI volleyball coach Bobby Peterson and UNI volleyball players tomorrow morning between 6 and 8 with Mark Simpson on Maximum Mornings. All right, before we take this time out, let me tell you about Cooper's Tap Room at the bottom of College Hill in Cedar Falls. It's now open, and once you step foot inside, you'll see Cooper's Tap Room is not your usual College Hill bar. It offers a wide array of ice-cold tap beers, signature and seasonal drinks, a delectable, unique menu, and the environment you desire. With TVs all around, it's got the feel of a longtime local establishment. I was there on Saturday. I had the tacos that were on special. They were outstanding. You can find out more at cooperstaproom.com, or you can follow them on Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok at Cooper's Tap Room. All right, let's take this time out. We'll come back and talk Gladbrook-Rhinebeck High School football with Coach John Olson. That's next, right here on The Fan.
Now, your national sports update on The Fan.
Here's Nick Cope.
Colts rookie quarterback Anthony Richardson said he was shocked and thankful to learn he had been named week one starter for Indy. Here's the man he beat out for the job, Gardner Minshew.
Super excited for Anthony and the opportunity that he has. You know, this is his franchise. You know, that's the reason they picked him where he is. And, man, he's going to be really special. So I'm excited to work, continue to get better, and figure out how to win some games around here.
Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson said new offensive coordinator Todd Monken is implementing Jackson's play and route suggestions in practice. Newly activated Jets running back Breece Hall said adding Dalvin Cook will bring the best out of everybody. Head coach Robert Saleh said it'll be at least a week before Cook practices with the team. The NBA released the group play schedule for its inaugural in-season tournament, and the Spurs and number one pick Victor Wembanyama will have the most national TV games in group play. The full regular season schedule will be released on Thursday.
Be the smartest fan at work. Lock your radio right here on the Cedar Valley Sports Leader, 1650 The Fan.
Are you ready to witness heart-pounding action, electrifying plays, and edge-of-your-seat moments on the gridiron? Well, look no further. Iowa State football season tickets are available for $249 or $42 per game. Don't miss this chance to secure your spot for every game of the season. With our $249 season tickets, you'll be a part of something bigger than just a game. Don't delay. Head to Cyclones.com now to get your football season tickets.
The first day of school in the Cedar Falls School District is Wednesday, August 23rd. To register your returning student, log into your PowerSchool parent portal. Once you have logged into the portal, the link for online registration will be at the bottom left side of your screen. If you have forgotten your username or password, or have not yet set up a parent account, please email powerhelp@cfschools.org for assistance. If you have more than one child, you will need to complete the registration for all children in your household, with the exception of PK, kindergarten, or new students to the district. After you have finished the registration process and submitted your information, there will be a link on the last page to the Tiger Web Store, which is the payment portal for school fees, lunches, and so on. If you have questions related to online registration, feel free to email powerhelp@cfschools.org.
Cedar Falls Schools. Every student, every day.
This is Brent Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
Get insights into the sports betting market with VSiN's Betting Splits. See where the money is and keep updated on how the market is reacting. Only at VSIN.com.
Cubs and White Sox meet today at Wrigley Field. The Cubs are the $1.70 favorite with Kyle Hendricks on the mound. He's 4-6, a 3.96 ERA. Tuki Tassan pitching for the White Sox, 1-5, 4.27 earned run average. The White Sox are the $1.55 underdog. Cardinals, a $2.35 home favorite against the Oakland A's today, 9-under at Busch Stadium. Rory McIlroy plus 650 to win the BMW Championship at Olympia Fields Country Club at Olympia Fields, Illinois. Scotty Scheffler 7-1. John Rahm is 9-1. Chase Elliott plus 350 to win at Watkins Glen. For the latest sports betting news and information, go to VSIN.com. Mike Sennett, 1650, The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. Lows dip down to about 57 tonight under clear skies, westerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Clear skies again tomorrow, highs around 85. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night, lows level off around 64. Partly cloudy skies, upper 70s Thursday, with a chance for scattered rain showers. Warmer Friday, with highs in the low 80s. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 79.
Bus.
It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show, with Cole Bear on 1650 The Fan.
Welcome back to a Tuesday edition of Cole and Company here on The Fan. We continue on as football season draws near with our 2023 Metro and Area High School team previews, and we're pleased to be joined now by Gladbrook-Rhinebeck High School football coach John Olson. Rebels coming off of another outstanding season, finishing 7-1 in the 2022 regular season. and they were a quarterfinalist in the eight-player playoffs, and looking to build off that as quite a bit returns from that season, that 2022 season. And Coach Olson, thanks so much for being here. Appreciate your time on the show.
You bet. Thanks for having me, and thanks for the support.
How about we start with the offseason? That's where I've been starting with everybody. It's so important for any sport if you want to, you know, reach your potential, particularly in football. So when it comes to the weight room, maybe team camps or seven-on-sevens, what can you tell us about what's happened and what you saw with Gladbrook-Rhinebeck football in the offseason?
Yeah, I think it's honestly been probably one of our best in 5 years. We haven't had, you know, 40, 50, 60 kids in the weight room like maybe a bigger 11-man or 1A or 2A program, but we had 15 kids out of the 31 kids that we have out that were lifting weights 4 days a week all throughout the winter. We have this zero-hour weight training program that we have at Gladbrook-Rhinebeck, and that just is part of the PE program, and have 15 kids commit to doing it 4 days a week. We had another 20 other athletes commit to 3 days a week, and we had about 25 girls that committed to it 2 days a week. So it's just something that GR is doing a really good job of, and strictly when it comes to football, I mean, our guys really got after it. I'm not one that's going to be always just tooting our own horn or anything like that, but, man, our kids did a tremendous job. And it's a lot of thanks to our PE program with our coaches, and and Jake Schumann, who's our strength and conditioning coach, was hired 2 years ago, does a tremendous job with our athletes.
Let's fast forward to now. Your team's got some practices under its belt, like all the others across the state, albeit full pads just coming on for a lot of teams. So in the time, Coach Olson, that practices get going, but they're not fully padded, what do you think is most important to get done with that time?
I think it's just getting back to football itself. I mean, football is a unique sport where you only get to do it 8, 9, and if you're lucky, quarterfinals, you know, 11 or 12 times a year.
Mm-hmm.
And you can play a basketball game. You know, you could probably wrestle 50 different times throughout the winter, but you don't get to do a football game the way it's designed to. And you might do some 5-on-5 and a little bit here and there, go to some camps, but, you know, only 8 times a year. That's a lot of practice and a lot of time and a lot of weight room to do all that work just for 8 games. So I think more important than anything else, it's a 3-hour practice where you're busting your tail the whole time and doing everything you can with your teammates to be successful.
And how about when the pads do come on? Because especially nowadays in the sport, it doesn't matter if we're talking the NFL or the high school level, there's so much awareness of the toll, both physical and mental, that takes place in the sport. So when the pads do come on, what's the best way to attack that, and how much is that maybe case by case in terms of what's specific to that season's team?
Yeah, I think you hit it right on the head. It's case by case. I mean, we've got kids in our team that weigh 80 pounds. We've got kids in our team that weigh 260 pounds, and you can't have the one-size-fit-all for every single athlete. Otherwise, you're going to lose kids. You know, you can't be a yeller or a screamer with every single kid. You can't just be laid back with every single kid. So when it comes to the contact and the physical part of the sport, it's a unique thing that the Iowa football coaches for sure have done in the last, you know, 10 years, have really adjusted to the times and figuring out, you know, how are we going to do this for all of our kids to get kids out for sports, to get our kids out for football, to keep the sport growing. So, you know, we just, you know, each kid's a little bit different. We treat them a little bit different. And so that way they can get to their fullest potential, and maybe that 70 or 80 pound kids will weigh 150 or 160 when they're senior, and they'll be feel good about themselves. They're out for football for 4 years, and you know they can pass it on down to their kids.
Absolutely. Gladbrook-Rhinebeck High School football coach John Olson, our guest right now on this Tuesday edition of Cole & Company. Coach, I mentioned how good of a season you guys had a year ago and making the quarterfinals of the eight-player playoffs. What's most important to take from last season? You want to have fresh eyes, you want your guys focused on what's ahead of them, but at the same time, there's got to be some utility, especially coming off as good of a season as you did, of, you know, remembering something or some things from last season to apply toward this one.
Yeah, I just think it's probably been an overall program progression for us. You know, I joked with you, oh, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago that we just snapped the ball to good kid every play, and we ran 40 times a game, you know?
Yeah.
And then 2 years ago, we threw the ball every single play. And last year was maybe that first year that we could really run and pass.
Yep.
But we didn't really have a rhyme or reason for it. It's kind of like throwing darts. Like, we knew this play would work in the passing game. We knew this play would work in the running game. But they didn't really work together, you know, and going into the offseason, we knew as a coaching staff, we really got to put all that together. And we feel really comfortable as a coaching staff where we're at. We feel really good about our kids and our athletes, you know, our top players, our starters, we feel great about with a lot of returners. And the depth, we've got 10 sophomores out. We've got 8 freshmen out. So we feel really good about, you know, the young kids coming up. And it's just an exciting time, and I hope, you know, that we can keep everybody healthy and just have a really good, awesome season for our kids.
You guys had great balance on offense last season, over 2,000 passing and rushing yards. So in hearing you, Coach Olson, talk about kind of make the passing game and the running game more of a symphony together, it makes me wonder in terms of you've got the benefit of having these returnees that you could certainly, I would say, put some more on their plate. But at the same time, you want to keep it streamlined, I would imagine, because you want to be able to do the same thing the next year and the year after that with new personnel.
Yeah, without question. We have 4 seniors this year. That's not a lot of seniors. So even though we have a lot of returners, I kind of hope we have a lot of more returners next year too. So we've got to keep building each and every year and try to keep it simple, you know, for the kids, so then when they're on the football field, they don't have to think a whole lot and they can play real fast. You know, and everything we talk about, typically most teams or most people talk about is how's the offense going to be? The offense going to be, you know? And I'll tell you the one thing that's been consistent here, I hope, you know, for 23-some years, whatever it's been, is our defense. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to run a 32 defense. We're going to run a zone, and we get after it. We're real physical. We make sure the other team turns the ball over and make it tough for them to go, you know, 12-play drives. And if they do, more power to them. We'll go to the next drive, and we'll try to do better next time. But we really hang our hat on defense, no matter how explosive or good we hope to be on offense. But defense is our bread and butter for sure.
Another thing that may be case by case, Coach, but in hearing you talk, it made me think about how, you know, running a balanced offense where you demonstrate the ability to consistently run and pass, and as you mentioned as well, everybody wants to talk about offense. Do you suppose that in most cases that's what's going to be best for having the numbers that any 8-player coach would like, where you got a student in the hallways and maybe as a freshman he doesn't go out, but he goes to a game and he sees, like, it doesn't matter if I could play wide receiver or tight end or running back or fullback, the ball gets, you know, spread all around. And it just kind of makes me think about that might be what's best for numbers when it comes to 8-player, and we know that's such a big part of it.
I do think it is, and I think when we play the defense that we play, I think it can be for anybody. You know, mm-hmm. if you're a little bigger, a little stronger, you can be a defensive lineman. If you're smart, you're quick, you can play linebacker for us. You know, and if you're fast and maybe you don't love contact, but you're smart and intelligent, you can play defensive back for us, and anybody can do that. You don't have to catch a football to do that.
Yeah.
You know, you just got to be intelligent. How do I line up? What's my responsibility? And then let's go. Let's read and react. And mm-hmm. we have a lot of coaches. We're pretty fortunate that we have 11 coaches on our staff. Now, most of them show up just because they love being here. We don't pay all of them. They don't need to get paid or even want to be paid, for that matter. But, man, to have 11 coaches here coaching every single position, we know that our freshmen and sophomores and everybody gets paid. Or everybody gets paid, sorry. Everybody gets we're not dealing with NIL right now. So not all
yet.
Our players get paid. But they all do what they need to do. And if they're not, our coaches are right there to help them.
And when it comes to these returnees that we've been alluding to so far, your leading passer, Isaac Clark, leading rusher, Austin Viverka, they're also, of course, playing 8-player football, outstanding 2-way players, and you got a bunch of other guys that I should mention as well. But talk about those two, because, you know, leading rusher, leading passer, what more are you putting on their plate?
Well, to be honest with you, those guys get a lot of the accolades, and I'm going to skip those two, even though they're tremendous players. I'm going to start with Drew Eilers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was MVP of our district last year as a defensive lineman. He's going to be a junior. You know, he's part of our almost 1,000-pound club, which means bench, squat, and clean. Mm-hmm. Weighs 190 pounds. You know, has increased his speed a ton. Unbelievable work ethic. Doesn't miss the weight room. And what does he do? He does everything we ask him to do. He's the H-back. He's the running back. He's the receiver. You know, he does everything that needs to be done, and that's kind of the captain that you want to have in your team. And because of guys like him, make things really easy for Vavrika. You know, he's going to get 1,000-yard rushing last year. Hopefully, get a lot more this year with the offensive line that we have up front. And then Isaac Clark, tremendous arm strength. Both of those two guys are really good linebackers. You know, Michael Boyd is going to play offensive line and defensive line for us. He does a tremendous job. And we've got two young guys on our team. You know, Hudson Clark started as a freshman last year for us and going to be a sophomore. And we might have another freshman that plays a role for us this year with his speed and intelligence. And then a couple other seniors, Austin Gehring might show up, and a couple other, maybe some juniors that'll working at the offensive line. So we've got some depth where we need to have it, and it's just, you know, I go on and on about 8, 9, 10 players that really are going to make a difference for us this year, and it's fun coaching them and fun being a part of the GR.
Just to follow up with Drew, 13 and a half sacks last season, that's a remarkable number. What can you tell us in terms of what sticks out most to you with his ability to produce at the level that he did?
When you coach him to do one thing, he's never going to forget it. So you tell him to do something, it's in his memory. You don't have to coach him again. So when someone can have that memory recall that he does and and then throw on top of that his work ethic and his desire and having a motor, the guys like that can just get so much better. You know, we might throw him at linebacker a little bit this year, and he's going to get better and better and better and better. Heck, we might play him at defensive back. You know, he's going to get better and better and better. So those guys that take coaching, really focus on it, and then have that desire in the off season to do it in January and February, just so you can play those 8 football games, that's kind of a big deal, and those are guys that are fun to coach.
Coach Olson, are you just saying you might move Drew and other guys all around because you think Coach Yoder might be listening, and you're trying to throw him off?
Yoder told me the other day that he doesn't even listen to your program. So I don't know what's going on over there.
Oh, man. Wow. I will have to take that up with Coach Yoder. We'll have to reconsider our programming options here on the show.
No, actually, I'm joking, of course. He actually just wanted me on more than him, is what he said, I think.
Well, he was saying that you called him when this came together, that you two were going to play each other in week one, and I think it's among the best matchups across the state in week one. So what can you tell us in terms of folks that are out there, and we both know they exist, where maybe they don't have a child or a grandchild around anymore to go to a particular game, and this is one where it's like, man, if you're going to spend that $3.60 gas, go to this one. What can you tell them about what they're going to see in this matchup a week from this Friday?
Well, I think you're just going to have some awesome football players. I mean, you turn on a Chiefs game or a Jets game or whatever you turn on, you want to see some awesome football players. And I think you're going to see some awesome football players on the field. I think you're going to see two teams that have been pretty successful. You know, we're trying to get to where Don Bosco's been. You know, we haven't been there in 8-man football. They've been dominating for a long time. I feel like we're closer and closer and closer every year. You know, I don't know if this is a year or not. You know, if we win, great. If they beat us by 50, guess what? You still got to play week 2.
Yeah.
And we still got to go to the playoffs, we hope, and keep people healthy. So I guess from a coaching standpoint, this game is just about kind of like, how did you prepare your kids for the first 2 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is where we're at. This is where they're at. Now let's see how the rest of the season goes and see if we can get better. And, you know, it's non-district, so of course it doesn't matter if we win or lose, but of course you want to win.
Yep.
But our kids know that it's still about the process. You know, we're not going to hit our peak in a week from now or 2 weeks from now against Don Bosco or Tripola. And if we do, that's not good. You know, we want to hit our peak in week 5, 6, 7, 8, so we're ready to go for the playoffs. But, you know, it takes a little bit of luck. You know, it takes a little bit of everything. And so it's really good to just have that opportunity each and every year with our kids here at GR.
Just a final thought with Gladbrook-Rhinebeck High School football coach John Olson. Coach, it just seemed like last year was – once again, indicative of how 8 players is a growing game. More teams playing it now than ever. And the fact that it just sure doesn't seem like it's the 3 yards in a cloud of dust, level of football that it was when it first came to be. Not that teams still can't have success that way, but what would you tell us in terms of what you're seeing in 8-player football in terms of skill and where you think it is now in terms of popularity and exposure?
You know, I think probably the thing that it's grown the most from an X's and O's standpoint is the fact that the defenses have gotten better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think when it first started, everybody thought, well, you had the other team outnumbered. And I think the defenses have caught on, that defenses understand that you don't have to play man-to-man defense and press in their face all the time, which leads to less huge plays, you know, and just understanding that we're just taking 3 people off the field. Well, so does the defense, you know, and so it's just, I think from a coaching standpoint, I think it just takes a little bit of time to figure those things out. I think there's been more people in 8-man, so you're going to see more 8-man games.
Mm-hmm.
There's more 8-man coaching clinics out there. You know, our 8-man players are playing in the Shrine Bowl. You know, they're a 6'3", 190-pound kid, and Class 3A is the same thing as eight-man football in Gladbrook-Rhinebeck. So I think that's part of it. I think the popularity of it, you see more games in the dome. You know, you just more guys are going to play college football. You know, I just think it's everything. You know, football is football. And it doesn't matter how many people are on the field. You still got to do the technique. You still got to do all the work in the offseason. And come Friday night or Thursday night, we got a game this year on Thursday, we got to be ready to play.
Coach Olson, always a pleasure to be talking football with you. Really appreciate your time today. Best of luck to your Rebels this season. Best of health. And we'll be sure to catch up at some point in the regular season, okay?
You got it. I appreciate it. Thanks for the support.
This Radio Iowa Sports Report is brought to you by Your Life Iowa. Free support 24/7 at yourlifeiowa.org.
Good afternoon. I'm Todd Kim. An influx of experience has helped Iowa's offensive line make strides this season. Once a strength of the team, that unit has been a liability as the offense has struggled the past 2 years. Transfers Dejon Parker from Saginaw Valley State and Rusty Feth from Miami of Ohio are competing for playing time this fall. Mason Richmond enters his third season as a starter at tackle and says there's a sense of urgency getting ready for the new year.
Last year was a growing year, maybe a transition year, if you would, along the O-line. But, you know, this year we're on to newer and better things, and I'm really excited to see this group and what we put out there on in September.
They open at home September 2nd against Utah State. Baseball, the Iowa Cubs take a five-game winning streak into a series opener at home against Louisville. Todd Kim, Radio Iowa Sports.
What if, instead of looking down on people struggling with using drugs, we saw them as people instead? People who have interests and passions, people that have loved ones they care about and loved ones who care about them. They have a powerful illness and they need help and support so they can live the life they want and deserve. See the person, not the addiction. Learn more at yourlifeiowa.org. A message from Iowa HHS.
So what if you drink?
Right?
So what if you pass out?
Yeah, big deal.
What if you miss school because you are hungover?
That has only happened a couple of times.
What if your GPA plummets?
I didn't think about that.
So what if you lose your parents' trust?
Well, I don't want that to happen.
So what if you ruin your future when you drink?
So what was I thinking?
Underage drinking comes at a cost. Learn more at yourlifeiowa.org. A message from Iowa HHS.
Get 11% off everything for your projects now at Menards. Gator High Performance Sanding Gear lets you sand large areas comfortably and quickly. Speed Sheets are flexible for all types of surfaces, making it a breeze to finish any project. Right now, pick up a 5-pack of 60 grit Gator Speed Sheets for only $4.88 after 11% off. Good through August 20th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
This is the home of Cole and Company for the ride home. Weekdays 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan, the Cedar Valley sports leader.
Welcome back to a Tuesday edition of Cole and Company here on The Fan. We continue on with our 2023 high school football team previews. Metro and area teams, we're talking to all the head coaches. And right now, pleased to be joined by Union head coach Jared Pospisil. The Knights coming off of a 2-6 season in 2022, but it looks to me like they'll be able to improve upon that as they bring a lot back from last year's team, and looking forward to learning more about these Knights as Coach joins us now. Coach Pospisil, thanks so much for being here. How are you today?
Doing well, yeah. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, looking forward to learning more about your team, and how about we just start with your offseason? It's such an important part of building a great football team, whether it's of course, weightlifting, conditioning, maybe getting your guys to a team camp or a 7-on-7. What can you tell us about Union football's off season?
Sure. Coach Denner, our strength coach, did an awesome job putting the strength program together for us in this off season. Again, we had good numbers in the weight room, and you know, a smaller team as far as just numbers, but percentage was high of guys getting in there, so we were very excited about that. We had several linemen go to the Midwest Line Camp in Illinois, and it's always a good, not only just skill building, but camaraderie building as well. Coach Hatichek and several coaches took them down. And then we had a chance to meet up with a couple teams for some 7-on-7, North Tama and Waverly, and those are always really good learning experiences for us to see different offenses and defenses and just figure out where we are in just our systems and implementation.
Well, and Coach Pospisil, knowing that you got your team to those 7-on-7s against some really quality competition, what can you tell us in terms of what your biggest takeaways were?
You know, we especially at the quarterback position, this year we're going to have some depth. We have two guys that are, can push for the starting spot, and each has different skill sets that they can bring to the table. And it's been a long time, I'd say. I can't even think of a time when we've had this amount of depth, two quality quarterbacks to lean on. So we're really excited about that. The tight end position, Logan Rozier is looking really good. He can flex out and do some things wide. Defensively, the linebacker position looks really solid for us. And we got some younger guys in the secondary that are pushing for some spots. And so for them to see, especially in the bigger schools, that competition, it kind of opens their eyes to some things, and I think that'll really help them.
Union High School football coach Jared Pospisil, our guest right now on this Tuesday edition of Cole & Company. And, Coach, moving ahead a little bit past the offseason, past the summer, really, into these preseason practices, what have you noticed these first couple weeks of practice that you've liked?
I've seen great energy. Guys have been real positive, been energetic, flying around. We're trying a few things different here on offensively and defensively, and the guys have been receptive to it, asked good questions, and responded well to different differences and things that we're doing. Last year we only had five, maybe six seniors, and so another difference that you see out in the field is just there's more guys, and so that's been a great. Great addition. The seniors last year did a good job for us, but just having more bodies out there helps a lot, and so that's been a welcome change.
And tell us maybe a little bit more about what you mentioned with doing some things differently on offense. Obviously, I would imagine that, like you were describing before, with having some depth at the quarterback position, that affords you some perhaps scheme versatility. So what do you guys got going on there without giving away any state secrets or anything?
Sure. Well, the biggest change is Coach Joe Hadacek is taking over at the offensive coordinator. So he brings a ton of experience. Coach Denner did an outstanding job these last 4 years, but he's chose to take a role, to step down a little bit so that he can be with his family a little bit more. He's blessed to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll still be on our staff as well. Coach Hadacek brings a different offensive style and just many, many years of knowledge to it. So it'll be a little bit different change there. We'll look very similar defensively, just a few different wrinkles. But like I said, the guys have learned it well and have responded well to it.
That's great to hear. When it comes to what happens next in your preseason practices, obviously full pads going on for a lot of teams around this point in these preseason practices, what's going to be most important once your guys are fully padded up to get done before kickoff next Friday night?
Sure, and I always think the biggest thing is staying healthy, so making sure that that we develop the practices that so we're pushing the guys to develop, but at the same time making sure that we're fresh for when we meet up with AP, and so we'll meet with South Tama here on Friday, who's always a very physical team, and so that'll be a good test for us right off the bat, just making sure we get to the race in one piece, and still able to perform at a high level.
I mentioned at the start of the interview, you guys 2-6 a season ago in 2022, and with what returns, I imagine you share the thought about the likelihood to build off that and perhaps swing that record back toward 500 or above. So insane, all that, Coach Pospisil. How about, you know, whether it's, you know, for you or your staff, if that's what you think of first, or for your players, or it could be the same for both, of course, what's most important to take from last season and remember and apply toward this one?
Yeah. When I talked to our guys in our spring meeting, and just, you know, at one point, at one game later in the season last year, I looked out on the field, and this was defensively, and we had seven sophomores out on the field, you know, mm-hmm. Which, you know, it's, you never want to see that, or, you know, it's kind of a concerning thing. But on the flip side, you know, I talked to these guys about, you know, as sophomores, you've seen the worst that it can be. Like, you've seen the toughest that can be.
Yeah.
And so build off of that. So now you've gotten through it. Now take it to the next level and begin to, you know, take it to other teams. I think that there's always a shell shock when you're a young guy going against great competition. Mm-hmm. And so to kind of flip that around, and I see that with our senior class as well. I've got three or four guys who had quite a bit of experience on the varsity level since their sophomore years. And so to translate that into, you know, you've been through the worst, you've made it through it, now exert your will. Now, I mean, and now go out and have your best game because you've seen it, you're experienced, you know, you can do great things if now you just you go out and push yourself.
Coach, in hearing you mention the seven sophomores at one point out there on your defense, and you described earlier that not much schematically will change on defense, unlike the offense this season, given what returns, given the scheme familiarity for those guys that return, what's most important in terms of how they're going to be able to take a step up with their play and collectively become a more stingy defense this season?
Sure. And I think, you know, it's we as a defensive staff need to make sure that we don't try to overcomplicate things and make sure guys are in their best positions, and just we've done a ton more walkthrough type things this year just to make sure that we're always in the right spot. We always know any checks we need to make. We always know our responsibilities. And so when they know those things, I think they're able to fly around and not have to worry about, you know, am I doing the right thing? Because, you know, we've simplified a few things here and there. And like I said, you know, these guys have had experience. And so mm-hmm. realizing that, you know, we made it through it, and now we can take that to the next step and be more aggressive, because, you know, they're older and wiser and hopefully mm-hmm. a little stronger. Hopefully that translates into fly around on the defense.
Just a couple more minutes here with Union High School football coach Jared Pospisil on a Tuesday edition of Cole & Company. Coach, when it comes to just what you anticipate overall this team's blueprint becoming, and maybe perhaps a little more specifically on offense, given the changes you've indicated, what do you think the best brand of Union football is going to include? What will that look like this 2023 season?
Yeah, well, you know, the other thing we talked about in the spring was that we need to go on the offensive. You know, we need to begin to attack, and so we talk about attacking. And so, you know, from the snap to the whistle, that can look different. But just going all out, everybody sprinting to the ball, everybody finishing blocks, a lot more big plays, I think, offensively as well.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I do think we got some young guys that have some firepower that way. But I just think, you know, I'm hoping for a faster and just more aggressive attacking offense and defense. And you know, we've been trying to practice that and reinforce that as we go.
when it comes to your season opener next Friday, it just blows me away how many great matchups there are in the metro and in the area of the Cedar Valley coming up in week one. You guys, a part of that, of course, on the road at Applington Parkersburg next Friday. But, I mean, we all know week one is kind of its own beast. So, well, you know, what's going to be most important in taking on the Falcons?
I think just realizing that AP is always very tough, just has been for decades, and just making sure that we get off on a fast start and make sure that we're aggressive and as we can be, because we know they will be. Mm-hmm. You know, they very tough brand of football, a great test for us. I mean, starting with the team that gets right after it and you know, right in your face, I think it will help us. I think the rest of the season, you know, if we can do our best to match up with that.
Coach Pospisil, thanks so much for your time today on the show. Really appreciate it. Best of luck, best of health to you and your team, and we'll catch up again at some point during the regular season, okay?
You bet. Thank you very much, Cole.
Hi, I'm Mike Hamm with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Running back Dalvin Cook and the New York Jets have agreed to terms on a one-year deal worth up to $8.6 million. This according to NFL Network insiders Ian Rappaport and Tom Pelissero. The four-time Pro Bowl back was released by the Vikings in June. Pelissero and Rappaport also reporting that the Patriots are expected to sign Ezekiel Elliott to a one-year deal worth up to $6 million. Former Cowboys running back visited New England earlier in camp. Now, Zeke's former teammate, Zach Martin's holdout, officially has come to an end. Dallas and the All-Pro guard have agreed to a new two-year deal with just over $18 million per year. That's a raise of more than $8 million, according to Rappaport and NFL Network insider Mike Garofalo. And Ravens running back J.K. Dobbins has been removed from the pup list after passing his conditioning test. Head coach John Harbaugh says the back is 100% healthy. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Are you ready to get fit at the YMCA? Try one of the 40-plus fitness classes per week to get your heart rate up, burn some calories, and have fun. Let one of our certified fitness instructors lead you through a fun exercise routine in a variety of styles. Looking for some individual attention? Let a Y-certified personal trainer help you get going on your path to success. Three sessions for only $99. Get fit at the Family YMCA, where you belong.
Your local one-hour heating and air conditioning knows how miserable it feels when your AC goes out. You want it fixed fast, fixed right, and get a fast quote. Unlike some companies, we don't give you a quote until we actually see what the problem is. Then we'll give you our straightforward price and always stand by our work. Right now, get savings on any AC repair. Call 855-1-HOUR.
Your comfort is just a call away. Call 1-HOUR.
Terms and conditions may apply. Call for details. Independently owned and operated. Licensed in the respective state or county.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are 2 years removed from a Super Bowl. Replicating that success without Bruce Arians and Tom Brady will be a very tall task. But there's still hope in Tampa. The team has arguably the most dangerous receiving core in the NFL. Defense is still pretty good. NFC South is wide open for the taking. And like most teams, the Bucs' season will depend on the play under center. The team currently features former number one overall pick Baker Mayfield, former Florida standout Kyle Trask. The two quarterbacks are far from elite, but seems like every few years a surprise veteran emerges. Last year, Geno Smith, 2019 Ryan Tannehill. Mayfield has had his fair share of issues, but maybe this is the perfect spot for a resurgence. He set the rookie passing touchdown record in 2018, had a successful stint in Cleveland despite dealing with injuries. And with a loaded offense, good defense, and this could be Baker Mayfield's last chance to resurrect his career. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise.
All Jermaine Sterling and Sean O'Malley battle for the bantamweight belt at UFC 292. Get your bets in on DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of UFC. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use the code Patrick. New customers can bet just $5 on UFC 292 and get $150 in bonus bets instantly. Code Patrick only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In West Virginia, Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In partnership with Hollywood Casino and Charlestown Races, all games regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Please play responsibly. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details and state-specific responsible gambling resources. Bonus bets expire 7 days after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/MMA terms.
Welcome back to Cole and Company with Colbert. Afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan at 102.3 FM and on the 1650 The Fan app and streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
Yeah, a lot of ways to listen to this show and all of our great programming. However you do it, thanks so much. We're back for a final time on a Tuesday. Got to thank Gladbrook Rhinebeck High School football coach John Olson for joining today's show, as well as Union High School football coach Jared Pospisil. So that's going to be a wrap on a Tuesday edition. Cubs baseball coming up, pregame at 6:30. It's the crosstown rivalry, the Chicago White Sox invading the friendly confines of Wrigley Field. You know, I mentioned our new sponsor, Cooper's Tap Room, the bottom of College Hill in Cedar Falls, earlier in the show. It's Taco Tuesday there. Those tacos I was talking about I had on Saturday, they're back on special tonight. So if you haven't made dinner plans, give that a thought. A long, serious thought, I would tell you. I think you'll be better for it. I know I was. Have a good night, everybody.
You've been listening to Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.